Hey, Mike, what's your favorite radio station?
Woohoo!
I want to talk about masturbation.
I think that's in very bad taste.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
Booyah!
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
Who gives a fuck?
Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I tell you, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
Boy, that was pretty crappy.
If you're one of the thousands of men who suffer from erectile dysfunction, you already know that it's no laughing matter.
There now, if I can just find a midget with some gin, I'll be in business.
Sometimes I have trouble talking to girls.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
You're ugly and your mama dresses you funny.
Cheer you up if I stuff some big newsies up my nose?
Internet. Anything still around? Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap! Oh, my God!
What is it?
You are listening to Geek Love Radio.
Welcome to Geek Love Radio. This is Richard, and we are back from spring break. Some of us are, at least. Adam is not in the studio today. At least he's not right now. With us, we have, as always, Shannon.
Hey, what's up?
And we have Holly today.
What's up?
Holly, talk some more. I just gotta find your mic. Okay, talk.
Yeah?
Keep going.
Okay, Richard.
Okay.
Is that working?
Yeah, we're good. And we have Chris with us today.
What's up?
How's it going, man?
I'm excellent.
Good. So, yeah, we just got back from spring break, and I don't know if you guys have been checking out the blogs at all. Adam's been updating his blog daily. We had no internet access or phone access or any access to any electrical anything, more or less, while we were in Mexico. So... we couldn't update stuff, at least Holly and I couldn't. Shannon, how was your spring break?
It was good. I was just a lazy bastard and have been for the past 2 weeks, but you know.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Let me get some music going. Awesome.
So, but yeah.
We went to Mexico. We went to this place called Puerto Peñasco.
It was a good time.
You remember it?
Music.
Barely.
I remember most of it.
Yeah, I don't.
I remember most of it. Mallory had a good time.
Yeah.
Too much the first night, actually. But that happens. We're going to get pictures on the site. Once everybody starts sending me their pictures, because I took my video camera, so I have digital video that I'm going to probably upload to the website.
Embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Girls Gone Wild is knocking on the door at any speed.
Yeah, almost, man.
Sweet.
Shut up.
No, alright, I gotta tell like some stories from this. Alright. We were sitting there and we went to get gas. We just pulled into Arizona, alright? And we pulled up to a gas station out everywhere but Iowa, more or less. Well, at least everywhere that I've gone but Iowa, you have to pay before you pump gas.
See, I've never been to one of those gas stations,
I guess.
So I didn't know what was going on.
See, it just, like, stops people from driving off and stuff, you know? So, like, all the girls are sitting there. Like, I'm laughing my ass off because I can, like, see. Like, it even says, like, pay before you pump or something like that. And, like, I'm just laughing my
ass off.
I swear to God, we can look at the video. It said pay before you pump. So, like, we're sitting there, and we're, like, and, like, the girls start, like, basically almost breaking the gas pump. They're, like, pulling at everything and, like, plastic
sometimes
parts.
You have to pull up the lever, and then the gas
like chimpanzees.
Well, we're, like, trying
Richard's
to pull
in the
it
back
up.
Seat giggling his ass.
No, I'm, like, I gotta whip out the camera for this.
Richard's laughing behind the camera. He's, like, kicking the pump.
So, like, Matt or Melissa and Holly are sitting there, like, I think they even kicked.
We did.
They even, like, kicked the gas.
Like chimps.
Yeah. Oh, they're just like, it was freaking hilarious. And then Mallory, she's like, I'm going to go ask this Ron. So she walks in, like, 10 minutes later. She's like, so, yeah, we had to pay before we pumped. And I'm just, like, laughing behind the camera. So, yeah. That was, like, one of the stories. I got a lot of funny stories like that from about the what?
We got our palms
read. Yeah, we went to a palm reader. We decided we were on our way back from Mexico and we were pulling into Arizona again. And we were in Scottsdale. We were in Scottsdale and we like pulled up to this palm reader place. It's like we didn't even know if it was open or not. Like we knocked on the door and like this old lady with like massive bags under her eyes answers the door. She's like, "Hi, come in." And we're just like, "Okay."
Her freaking living room was like awesome.
It was a jungle. Her living room was a jungle. I swear, I am not amazed that I didn't see a monkey. There's like palm trees and like
leopard skin. Couches and carpet.
Was she dressed like Miss Cleo?
No, but she was dressed in this like weird long, like I don't know, Oriental robe sort of thing. She was Indian Orient. So.
Oh yeah, all
right. Yeah, it was like one of those robes. Anyhow, we get there and like she's like, oh, it's $25 to get your palms read, $65 to get your tarot cards read. So we're like, okay, we're just gonna have. Melissa and Mallory went first because like we only had $50 on us, so we're like, all right, you two go, Holly and I'll sit back, you know.
And they come out and they're like all spooked and like.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, you have to do it, you have to do it. And so like we go back to my aunt's house and we get packed up to my car and stuff, and they're like, all right, you have to do it. So Holly and I are like, all right, let's go. So we get there and basically. She started reading our palms. Oh, we get there and she's like, I guess I knew you guys were coming back or something like that. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
This is how I trick all my groups.
Good.
I'm like, wow, you're good. And like, so we're sitting there and we walk in and she's like, okay, you ladies watch for your factory. And we were like,
Fear factory, what?
She called it. She's like, you ladies watch this Fear Factory show. She kind of reminded me of my mom, like, the way she talked. Anyhow, like, so me and Holly go in the back, and she, like, has to sit down and, like, hold our hands out. And we're just, like, sitting there, and, like, I have shaky hands, like, if you can't see it right now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so, like, I normally have shaky hands, and she looks at me, she's like, there's no need to be nervous. I'm like, no, my hands are just shaky all the time. She started reading Holly's hand first, and like, and she's like, you want to tell your hand?
Yeah.
I'll let you tell what happened to you.
She said about me. Basically, she told me that I was put on the earth to do good things, and that I'm a special child. Not the short school bus way, okay? I walked
right into
that one.
Okay.
No, she told me I was put on this earth to do good things, and in my previous life, I was a very, very powerful sorceress, and that I was really good, and I did lots of good things, so it's going to pay off for me in this life.
Yes. That you're an evil. You're a good sorceress, not an evil.
That's what I said.
Okay.
But you will have a terrible sex life. Anyway, goodbye.
Damn. Okay. What? Let's see, Richard. What else did she say? She said that I'm going to have twins.
Yes.
And what else?
That's about.
I don't know. She
predicted you were in an accident.
Yes, she did predict that I was in an accident, which is correct. But she thought I was in a fire with a.
Yeah, which is totally off.
Which is not right.
Although there could have been a fire, we just don't know.
Yeah, I guess. And she also, thought I was born with a little psychic in me, and it never progressed the way hers did.
That sometimes you dream things.
That I dream things that don't. make sense.
Really? At least you can't remember them.
No, but this is very true, because just last night, I had the most bizarre dream I've in my life. I told Richard about it, and he was like, tell me what you're on, Holly, because I want some of that.
Sure.
He's like,
she stole cookies, and she got arrested for stealing cookies. And then, like,
no, there's more to the story than that.
I know, but I don't want to get into it.
Wow.
Now she's going to go rob the cookie factory.
Well, it was so elaborate. Man, this dream felt like it took hours.
Probably
weird.
Three or four.
Weird. But we won't go into that.
Anyhow, then she started reading my poem.
Right.
And then she said that...
they were hairy.
They were hairy. Alright, we're done.
Give me some of that water.
You hate this water, though.
No,
okay.
About your
poem. I'm going to be successful in life. And that's what she told me.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
I'm like,
I'm like, God. Thanks for that.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment.
Slap somebody around.
Fun, yeah. So fun.
Let's see what else.
And your secret crush woman.
Oh, I have a really close friend of mine has a secret crush on me, but she won't tell me.
Because you're too good a friend.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Come on, Chris. You can
what?
That is not cool.
What?
No.
Chris, this is something you have to tell me.
I love you, Richard. I just want to let that out.
I didn't say it.
Say it was a she. I mean, come on.
And
the friend that's not a friend. There's somebody out to get me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Somebody is pretending to be his friend that's not really his friend, and he should watch out.
It's the same person.
It might be. The friend that likes me is the friend that's out to get me. Anyhow, that's about it. She just said that I was going to have two kids, and that she's like, I sense that you were in deep conflict a bit ago, and I'm just like,
who was it?
Yes. Like, I just had midterms. I don't know.
Like,
deep conflict there. She's like, oh, I sent something else. I'm just like, okay. It was entertainment purposes.
It was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
For $25,
I just wanted to see what they would say about real life.
I'll stick to the $5 version at my county fair.
Same,
right before I go watch
deal.
Lone Star perform or something.
That's. It was just weird seeing her, like, in action.
Yeah, it was very interesting. She's kind of creeped me out because she,
At first she gives a creepy
first
vibe.
She's like...
She walks, like, around like this. She walks around like a mummy.
Duh, she hasn't slept in, like, 4 days.
She did. Her eyes are so dark.
She walked around like a mummy and, like, didn't have any facial expression whatsoever.
Wow.
So I'm just like, oh, God. And then she grabs her hands, and then, okay, during the whole reading, she held on to my hand the whole reading, and, like, she was talking to Holly, and she was holding onto my hand, but she would, like, caress it, like, once in a while, and I'm just like, and then, like, my hand starts shaking more.
She's like, don't be nervous, Richard,
it'll be okay, just give in. Well, yeah, so it was bad.
Yeah, you guys paid for that girl's groceries for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's alright. That's alright, we didn't spend much on the trip, so...
No, I know, it was a very cheap trip.
So, I didn't mind splurging on some...
That's cool.
Yeah, we, like, spent hardly any money, which is cool. Let's see. We got some emails. Let me see if I can pull them. I didn't print these out, by the way. Where'd she go?
She's getting a shot glass.
Oh, she's getting
a
shot glass. Yeah. Gotcha.
We're just going to take a few right now.
Okay, sounds good.
Loosen this up for a show.
I'm loosening up a bit. Let's see. Emails.
I don't lift up the thing.
Hey, explain the shot glass to everybody. Holly, explain.
Yeah, you go and explain it, Holly.
Richard, that's okay.
In a sexy voice.
Okay.
Just do it.
Why does the guy have four legs?
So we got these really cool shot glasses, and it's just this Mexican guy on the thing, and he has a a blanket. You just have a blanket around him. And then you lift open the blanket and there's a woman under there. And I'll just say that and leave it at that. Pretty funny.
Clint Eastwood had the metal plate. This guy in the shot glass has the right idea, I think.
They're pretty sweet.
Yes, we have some. We have a couple questions and stuff. More of like, we have like a success story that was emailed to us.
Yay.
And I'm gonna read. It says, "Dear cool radio dudes, it all started a few weeks ago doing what I usually do not do, drink. Is an alcohol not meant to do. I went out with this one girl, came back to the student union center, and split off from the girl to see friends. My friends had with them a nice-looking girl, and I was interested. We saw a movie the next night and talked during the following week. The weekend came, and things got for positively sake, weird. The product was that we became friends. During this weekend, I met another friend of hers, another attractive girl. I talked to her as well, and I found out we had quite a bit in common. We both are pretty geeky, but not really extremes, I guess. Even though we are different majors, engineering for me, history for her, but we still click. After beating around the bush, she invited me over for dinner. I left that night sure of myself and of her. That weekend, I took her to a dorm dance, and I was even more sure about our relationship. In my 19 years of geekdom, I have seen and experienced quite a few things, but I never thought I could find the girl for me. After St. Paddy's Day, I think that search has found me someone great. Keeping it real. And they want me to keep them name anonymous." And it's a success story for...
Anonymous just hits it up all the time.
It's freaking A, man.
Dream Taker and E to the end of those two.
I know. But we have another question. This is a question. And it says, "I am the person that wrote from the first email on the show before spring break. I am the really nice guy. Last Friday, I was really down, and I was talking to a girl space friend. As in, a girl that is just my friend. And she suggested that I should try to flirt. I think I am more the type to be of an admirer, sweet talker, and the one to poke a bit of fun at them. Also, she said that I should try to be cocky and say things like, 'You just couldn't resist me.' Does this sound like it's on the right track? Any other tips you could give me about other things I could say?" So, like, he's asking, like, being cocky, does that work, like, towards women?
I think he's got the idea to become maybe a little bit more well-rounded, not necessarily, like, belligerently arrogant, but yeah, you know, be the nice guy, but, you know,
have a little
maybe push it a little bit,
maybe,
you know?
Instead of, like,
that's what gives you
cocky,
flavor.
Because cocky is, yeah, bad. Maybe just more confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence is good. Confidence.
Confidence, yeah. Minus the cocky.
I would equate confidence with the flirting thing, you know,
yeah.
Same principle.
Right.
You can be, like, confident and walk in a room, and, like, if... You can, like, see somebody that's confident, and, like, if they walk in a room, you can tell. And, like, the girls notice that. They're like, "Oh, damn."
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What's that? What you said, I agree. I was just kidding.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay.
Like,
gotcha.
Girls can...
Yeah, I mean, you see the...
Pick out confident,
like,
guys.
Confident,
like,
guys. So it's like one of those things, like, if you're a guy and you want to, like, attract girls, it's not what you say or how you say it or what you do. It's more how you come off saying it sometimes. And, like, maybe cocky, maybe, like, the explanation from this girl that she sees is cocky, but it's not cocky. What do you, maybe she's trying to explain confidence, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I think so, because
yeah.
You can't really, I'm like, if you sit there and you're, like, cocky and you're like, man, I'm, like, the best. Or, like,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Who's going to want to listen
to
that for, like, hours?
I think she does mean just be confident.
I think so, too. And he says, "Are there any other tips you could give me about other things, like, I could say or stuff?" Hey, if you guys want to join, just let me know.
Yeah, that's my little brother and his friend. Just chilling.
Just chilling.
They don't have much love advice. Or too much, I don't know. No, but back to the topic, you know. I'm trying to think of this, but one thing I always kind of think of it kind of has, like, a negative connotation to it, is like, the whole thing is kind of almost like a game of sorts, you know? The whole confidence thing. You gotta play up you gotta sell yourself somewhat, but not with tact. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
Not going.
You can't front. You can't. You know, keep it real, but also, yeah.
Don't ever lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, like, there's some guys that are like, man, I was like. Varsity in the, you know,
coach would have put me in fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Nice. Right on.
You be tossing that ball?
I'll be tossing.
Yeah.
So just want to, like, I don't know, just be more confident when you talk. It's not, I bet if you took that advice and used that, even if you were the nice guy, it'd still show up and you'd get results from that. Because that's what works. Let's see, we have some other things, too. Well, he says, he has another addendum to that. He says, also she said, as far as the body language went, if the girl is playing with her hair when I talk to them, is that a good sign?
Oh, man, there's books written. All this stuff.
Sometimes it means, like, a girl's bored. Like,
yeah,
she's just like,
My biggest sign is like,
good.
My biggest sign is, like, if the girl goes out of her way to touch me somehow, like, bump me or hit me or something like that.
Yeah.
That's, like...
I do.
Yeah, you know, it's just... that's always a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
Except for Holly.
Except for...
I hope I'm a physical talker.
Holly, yeah, is physical talker.
Guys, shut up!
Yeah. If anyone wants to come talk to Holly now...
Holly is physical.
Is.
I always come out there wrong, so like, damn it.
So you're saying you won't make out with somebody if they talk to you for over an hour. Okay. Just making sure.
Well, guys, I gotta go.
Anyhow. So, like, I don't know, body language is a big thing. We should do a whole show on body language,
yeah.
I think.
We know about it.
We know.
From communications. Yeah.
Thanks, Kay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll beef up.
Nonverbal communication.
And we'll come back and we'll have a PowerPoint and everything.
Awesome. We can deal with that on, not next show, because next show we're dealing.
About body language
and stuff? We'll deal with that in two shows, because next show is metrosexuality and we're having, like, some... of my gay friends on.
Oh, good.
Aye.
Cool. Yeah. They're going to talk about it. Let's see. Alright, next question is, says, my friend has this girlfriend who he's been with for about 3 months, and to him, things seem to be going well. But he told me that she won't even kiss him. I thought that that was odd, and I told him so. Now he's found another girl and has become her boyfriend while still being with his girlfriend.
Bad.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know, but the other girl knows, and he has a boyfriend or girlfriend. So now he has two girlfriends, but refuses to break up with his first one because he says he's afraid of his new girlfriend won't work out. But I think that he's just using his new one as a replacement for the other one. So now I feel this. Now I feel guilty because I pointed out the fact that it seemed like his girlfriend didn't like him very much, although she actually does, and I feel like it should. I feel like I should tell his old girlfriend about his new girlfriend. What should I do?
Basically,
wow.
On the back burner, right?
Well,
he's getting play from one and not from the other.
It's one of those things that, like,
I think they both should dump him.
I think, honestly, yeah, they both should dump him. Like, no matter how much likes him, and, like, no matter how much the second girl likes him, they both, like, I don't know, it's just...
That's fucking crazy.
Is the guy emailing, is he a fourth party, like, he doesn't know if he should tell him or not?
Yeah, he wants to tell the first girlfriend.
I don't think he should, because that's triple threat drama coming his way when it all circulates, I think.
Yeah, I would honestly just try to stay out of it.
Yeah.
You can give advice to your friend. And if for the extreme reason the first girlfriend comes to you and asks you directly, don't lie to her.
Yeah.
Like, don't lie to anybody, but don't put your foot.
Don't just be the aggressor and start spouting off.
Exactly. Because otherwise you're just going to get, like, chewed apart, and it's going to not be good. So, yes. I would definitely talk to the guy, though. and, like, tell him to make up his mind. And, like, even if this guy hasn't been dating this other girl for very long, like, the second girlfriend, like, he needs to decide now before he, like, starts playing them both for too long. Then he's not going to want to give up either of them. Like, right now, he's iffy on, like, one or the other, so.
Mm-hmm.
I would do
You're
that.
You're going to find out eventually.
Well, the second girlfriend knows about the first girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Does
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
What the hell? She doesn't care?
I guess she doesn't care. Like,
hussy.
That's what I said. Hussy. But, man. Okay, so, definitely don't go for the second girlfriend.
Yeah.
Dump the second girlfriend, go for the first girlfriend, and tell her what happened, and hope she forgives you. That's what I would do.
Maybe the emailer is actually this guy, this friend.
The friend.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend who has a friend who has an STD.
Somebody's really not.
Sort of thing.
Not
yeah.
so long.
Wants to know if he should tell the first girl. Either way.
Shut up, Richard.
Common sense.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Another crazy question. Sounds good. It's like 10 o'clock. I wonder if Adam's in the United States yet. Alright, I
hope so.
I would hope so.
He was supposed to land a half an hour ago in Iowa.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to go to some website. What do you guys want to talk about? What was our topics for the night that you picked? Let's talk about
women agendas.
Women agendas.
We have a specialist in the studio.
Specialist
Holly.
In
the studio. I have no hair.
Welcome.
Bullshit.
Yeah, every woman does.
I'll stay quiet.
You got to
like
that
this
one.
Subject. I'm just gonna say it right.
Holly, then go pick something from the wall.
Yeah.
I trust both of you, so you guys go. Hidden agendas. It's just.
I don't know.
It's kind of tough just from the topic, I guess.
I know. But, like, a lot of women do have hidden agendas. Like, when they go.
Like,
okay, I'm
going to
do a little rant.
Because you're being a little bro.
Okay, I'm going to do a little rant right now.
Go.
And this is not, like, about anything. Well, it's about things.
About you?
No, it's not about me.
Oh.
It's, like, about just things in general. Like, I saw on spring break. Okay.
Gotcha.
What? Shit, Holly's like scared of what I'm gonna say.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
I mean, Holita is scared of what I'm gonna say.
Shut up.
No, okay. This is what I noticed. I was at the club, okay? We were at this one club, and it was like pretty busy. And actually, it was like probably like the busiest club in town. And.
Uh-huh.
Baja. And, like, we were sitting there, and, like, we went there a couple nights. Like, the second night we were there, like, I was just looking around, and there was, like, you know, girls just everywhere. But there was, like, girls, like, every time a guy would come and, like, try to dance with a girl, and, like, the guy would, like, they're drunk college guys, like, in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, these guys would kind of get out of control sometimes.
Yeah.
Touchy-feely,
yeah. I have a story to share about that, too. So, like, okay. My rant about this is this, though. These girls, like, subject themselves. Like, I'm not saying, like, it's right or something like that. But these girls put themselves in the middle of horny, drunk college guys. And then they get shocked when something happens. Like, I couldn't tell. Like, there were so many slaps in the face, like, I could see from the
really?
Like, girls. Yeah. Well, then you have, but then you have
your
girls
on MTV.
No, but then you have your girls that are like on the railing.
Oh, those girls were.
Then you have the girls
bad.
That are on the railing.
Yeah,
no, these are like the girl gone wild girls.
Yeah,
that
we're
were,
talking
like,
about like the girls with good morals. Like, you know, like you.
No. Okay, but for example, like we were at the club and like there was this 40-year-old dude. Okay. He, like, kept trying to, like, grab, like, the girls we were with, like, Holly and, like, a couple of the other girls. Mainly Holly. He was just, like, after Holly. And, like, the guy kept, like, basically trying to grab underneath her skirt.
Wow.
And, like, I saw it one time, and I just, like, I didn't know what happened. And then he went to the other side and tried to do it again. So, like, I went to the other side, and I pushed him. And I'm like, hey, don't do that. And he's like, oh, sorry. So, yeah, and Holly's dancing. She, like, doesn't even know what's going on. I, like, tell her.
Does.
I tell her, like, 2 days later, and she's like, what?
What?
These guys trying to go up your skirt.
I told you, I felt something, and I looked, and I didn't see.
I know. But, so, like...
And then she forgot about it.
No.
And I was like...
Yeah, well, I sat there, and, like, I pushed the guy. I'm like, hey, no. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He walks from one side of where we were standing to the other side of Holly and tries it again, like, right in front of me. And I just, like, look at him, and, like, if he would have... And he just, like, looked at me and just, like, walked away. If he would have done it, man, I would have...
I would have
kicked
him.
His ass.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I didn't care. And, like, he tried going on Melissa once, too. And I'm just like, oh. I was pissed.
I see, your first point, though, I kind of agree with, like, when I used to go to, like, dance clubs and stuff like that, you know, that's what I'd see, is, like, seriously, there'd be girls that would kind of, they'd go out and they, it's the way they dress, the way they dance, you know, and behave,
yeah.
And everything, and it's not just necessarily the flat-out hoochies.
No.
You know, it's you know... It's a lot of girls, and then yeah, and then you're right, and then when a guy, you know, goes towards that, because obviously he's gonna say, whoa, you know,
yeah,
she's shaking it my way, you
yeah,
know,
oh,
and
she
then
has like the shortest skirt in the world, and
yeah,
the skimpiest outfit,
yeah, and then they're just completely shocked, and it's just I don't know. Comments, Holly?
I don't know. I guess like when my friends and I go out to the clubs, we go and we just want to have a good time, you know. We kind of, you know, already know that, like, people are going to come dance with us, you know, or whatever, which is fine. But we don't expect people to be all, you know, grabbing places.
Well, yeah, but on the other hand, when you're wearing a skirt at...
Richard.
Well, I'm just saying, for example, like, you're wearing like,
we
a skirt.
We just like to dress up and, like, look cute. You know what
we
I mean?
Like keep
going.
Keep
going.
For me?
Okay,
yeah,
ahead.
You.
We don't.
I'm just saying, like, when people, not just Holly, because there was, like,
yeah.
Everybody, like, all the girls were dressed like this. Like, I don't see the need for, like, a girl to dress in, like, the smallest skirt she can find and, like, the tightest top and, like, the smallest top, you know?
Powder a second, like, pair of cheeks and that whole...
Like, that really doesn't... You guys had some questionable outfits. Don't even... No, we'll talk later. She's like, what outfit?
She's like, I have pictures. We'll show later.
We'll have
we have pictures.
Yeah, we'll have a tri...
No, but not...
We'll have a tribunal. We'll decide.
But I just don't get it. Like, why, like, girls think they need to dress like that to, like, have fun? Like, or... I mean, a girl's gonna look cute whether she's dressed like that or, like,
mm-hmm.
dressed... I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What do you want us to wear? Is it a turtleneck or something?
Yeah,
you
said turtleneck
no.
and slacks.
A turtleneck
but I mean, like,
no mask,
baggy jeans.
Yeah, wear pants and, like, a turtleneck.
Windbreaker.
Richard, in a club where
yeah.
it's, like...
Cardigan.
Some foam all around you.
Foam party.
I hate foam.
Whipped cream, bikini.
No.
It's not like we're in, like, a bikini.
Okay, but then you have women that purposely subject themselves to the situation.
Yeah, there
like
are
that.
Some... People that were like...
Like, the girls on the balcony. There was, like, this ledge. There was this balcony. And these girls were basically just stripping to the camera.
They took their pants off.
And, like, they like, took their bras off and everything. And
yeah.
They were, like, all
it
on top,
it was on the big
know?
Screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, there's, like, girls that purposely subject themselves to situations like that. But it still makes no sense
yeah.
to me. Like, I don't get it.
They just want attention.
The one I got a question for you, Holly. Do girls typically, like, when they walk in, do you guys do, like, a, maybe it's like a 2 second scout? I mean, not even, maybe even just, like, completely subconsciously, where you're like, him, yes, him, yes, him, yes, him, no, him, yes, him, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
like,
they were to approach me, I'd dance with them.
No.
Or
at least I don't. We, like, my friends and I, we just... Well, first we go to the bar, and then we start, like, dancing or whatever. But we just dance together with my girlfriends, you know?
Yeah.
We just have a good time with each other.
You have the guy. Okay, this
We don't look around and be like, oh, let's go dance with him.
This
we
is
just
the
dance with each other, and then, like, guys, just come dance.
This is the funniest thing. We were, like, sitting there. I forget what bar we were at, but this guy, like, basically comes from across the room, and, like, you could see him, like, humping the air, like, like walking with, like, one of the girls, and you're just like... Like, we honestly just all, like, looked at him. We're just like, what are you doing? He's, like, walking, like, humping the air, like, dancing to himself. And, like, just walking up behind a girl. And we're just like, what the hell? We're like...
I probably went to school with them.
Probably. No, we did see people that... I saw friends from here at Iowa State that were there. Like, it was weird. Like, I was sitting there, and we were in the club, and I'm like, hey, I know that kid. And then, like, hey, I know that kid, too. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, there's some people from
Iowa
State.
Yeah, there's some people from Iowa State.
Really?
Yeah.
Got
But,
good times. Okay, second off. We were on the beach. We were laying down last day. There's three girls next to us. Okay, these are, like, the women that, like, I don't understand sometimes. Like, they were smoking cigars.
Hot.
Attractive.
Wow.
Yeah, for real.
Really?
I think it's kind of cool.
See, I'm allergic to smoke, so anybody that smokes, I'm just like,
split it open and filled it with...
I like chicks.
Marijuana. Yeah.
Here's my personal, I like chicks who dig the cigars and a case of beer.
Yeah.
I don't look like Larry the Cable Guy. Anyway, you're saying...
Well, okay, these girls were, like, the ditziest girls ever.
Yeah, they were really...
I don't even know how they survive a lot. Like, one of them was, like, black to the point that... And she kept putting, like, baby oil and stuff on her body to make herself even darker.
Leather tan.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
And, like, the other girls were, like, you know, kind of normal, but they would, like, sit there and talk about, like, the weirdest shit ever. Like, one... Talk in the mic, Holly.
Yeah, you gotta talk in the mic there, sweetheart.
It doesn't matter. Just
of course
talk
not.
Make it up.
One of the girls was, like... She was talking about how she was, like, so nice to somebody. She's like... No. What was it? Like, I don't even remember. It was... Oh, yeah, say it. That's what it was. Say it.
Say it.
Oh, she was just saying how she felt so fortunate that God had blessed her with good looks and stuff.
Yeah.
Or that she was decent looking or whatever.
Yeah. And then she went... But she was saying that she said it to a girl that wasn't, I mean... She's like, I'm like you.
Oh, man.
And we were like, oh, no. Roll of the eyes.
That's a hidden woman agenda I've actually heard about.
What's that?
Is, you ever heard, like, everyone has, where, like, they say some, like, attractive girls tend to hang out with girls that...
Yeah.
They think like
attractive.
Theory.
Hug her on her five.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
So good-looking friends.
I don't know if this
really?
Is like a real theory, but like I know, like me and my friend have studied this since like middle school.
Really?
That we heard this like, or we came up with it or something, because like.
I've heard it a few places before too.
But like we kind of just like came up with it ourselves in a sense, because like we noticed like all the hot, like you have one hot girl, or two hot girls, and like all their friends are butt-ass ugly. And like,
yeah, they're like, why don't you go out with one of our
friends? No,
like
you guys
friends,
laugh, but check
like
it out. When you guys go back to school, look at the cliques of people, and you'll see how it works. Like, it's always, like, one or two hot girls, and then it's always, like, butt-ass ugly
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, if they try to put, like, the third hot girl together,
it never works.
Never works.
No.
It's always two.
They clash.
Or one.
It's the alpha dogs clash.
It's giving me weird looks. But it's true. Alright, this is how it works, especially in high school. And like, once you're in college,
yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore, because, like, things change. But in high school, psychologically speaking, girls always want to be, like, you know, the popular ones or whatever.
She's campaigning for homecoming or prom queen.
Yeah, okay. So, first off, the hot girl looks that much more hotter compared to the ugly girls that she's around.
Yeah.
So if there's, like, a group of girls, and, like, she's surrounded by ugly girls, the hot girl, even if she's not very hot, is going to look just that much hotter. First off. Second off, the ugly girls are around the hot girl, and they think they're popular. They have the popularity thing going on because they're friends with the hot girl. Second off, or third off, I don't forget what point I'm on anymore. Like, the hot girl can, like, you know, be like, hey, she can relate to, like, other... Like you were saying, like, hey, I'm prime queen, da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a proven fact. Like, I've studied this at my school and other schools, and, like...
You get those death
look,
like, dude.
I know.
You don't think so at all?
I don't know. Really?
Think about who you were friends with.
Yeah.
In high school. Well, okay, it's...
I've seen pictures. There's, you hung out with a lot of...
Yeah, you did hang out with a lot of good looking girls.
Yeah, so I'm like,
okay.
Wait.
But it's different because, like, Holly, but it's different for us because we went to, like, smaller high schools where we had no choice.
Richard, I graduated with 50 people.
96, including the foreign exchange
students. 50, I graduated 36, but I'm saying...
Don't talk to me about small high school. I know, but...
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You're like, right, you're still 2A. Give me a break.
I'm saying,
you
with a hollis... I was 1A. Anyhow, with a smaller high school, it's hard to see things like this because everybody's friends with everybody.
No.
You know? But, like... Well, no, I mean, you still have your cliques and stuff like that, but it's not as bad. You go to, like, a high school where it's, like, 3,000 or, like, 4,000, and then you start seeing things like this happen. And, like, it's one of those theories. I've been wanting to talk about it on the show, but I've never had time. But, yeah. That's kind of funny that you brought that up.
My school was, I was talking with you guys, I had, like, about 100 people in my class.
Yeah.
So, the school size was, like, we were 2 to 3A.
Yeah.
And so the school size is just small enough that everybody knows everybody and can be in everybody's shit.
Yeah.
But it was just big enough that if you were a little bit different in some way or another, then that was, like, exploited.
Yeah.
Huge, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you were amongst the handful of people that were into whatever.
Yeah.
Was not, you know, at the time. So.
Yeah. That's stupid. But yeah. Anybody that's listening to this, write to us. Like, go to your high schools, or like, even
yeah.
Sometimes it even happens in college. Sometimes it depends on like what kind of like how
what kind of college it is.
Well, and like maturity levels
yeah.
and stuff of people. Mostly high school. They're like run research. Do research for us. Go out to high schools and check it out. But yeah, this is
unless
honestly,
you're 40.
Yeah. Why are you drinking my water?
Do we have anything from our two high school experts?
High school experts?
No.
I'm tired. I'm tired. As Holly lounges on the couch.
I'm tired.
Smoker's voice. We missed the smoker voice.
It's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Took you forever, though.
I had it for like a week, I think.
You even had it on the trip a bit.
Yeah, I did.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Oh.
Yes? What were you going to say? Oh. So, yeah. What do you guys want to talk about? Do you guys want to talk? Do you guys have questions for us? You guys are anonymous, so
it
really doesn't matter.
They're scared. We need like warm up or something.
You want a shot?
I love you, Dad.
No, I did not just proposition in high school.
Yeah.
We do not condone drinking for
like
underage
shit.
Students.
Got any scotch?
We got scotch, vodka, rum.
They're like 15, Richard.
I'm kidding.
My brother was texting some chick all day long.
Really?
So, maybe we can pump him up.
Hey, give us a situation. I'll give you advice.
Yeah, come on.
Just tell us a situation. Here's a microphone. Nobody's going to know who you are anyhow.
Yeah.
Your
no one even knows who I am. I'm just that guy.
Yeah. We have no last names or anything in the show, so nobody's going to know. And I'm sure she's not going to listen. Yeah, just
step up to the plate.
Step up to the plate. Talk to us in studio.
Don't
question.
Be scared.
I'll give you so much.
All right.
I had this chick that we had been talking for a couple of weeks, you know.
Okay.
And then like one weekend, she wouldn't stop calling me every 20 minutes at least, and I just didn't know what to do.
Was that this weekend?
No, it was last weekend.
Last weekend?
Yeah. I eventually just had to tell her off.
So
obviously you don't like her then.
No.
Well, not when she's calling you every 20 minutes.
No.
So, but you don't like this girl at all? Like,
well, not wait. So much anymore after...
After the...
After
yeah,
she's
you,
psychotic.
You get to go pretty fast after the sixth call. Do you like cats?
No. Bye.
That's like something
well,
I would
she
ask.
Wouldn't really talk
do you like cats?
You do ask that.
I like cats. Chris,
you like cats?
No.
I eat cats who wreck
it. Shut up.
I bury them in the ground up to their head, and then I run them over with a lawnmower.
Ew.
I was like, ew. I don't like you anymore.
Wait, but is she, like, is she attractive and stuff? Like,
yeah, she's pretty.
Could you find yourself dating her?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
But the only problem now is...
She talks to you.
Is that she talks to you.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, half the time she wouldn't even be talking to me. She'd be yelling at somebody in the background.
Okay.
This is common.
It's a little...
It's common. Yeah. This is common for girls to have. Like, and
yeah.
I would say if you like her, still go after her. I mean, like, it's she's not going to do that every day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I wouldn't worry about her calling, like, 24/7. And if she does, then you can just be like, hey, you know, lay off.
Yeah.
What about the new chick?
3 a.m. Shut up.
You got to start pimping?
You got a new chick now? Dude, you're like a pimp.
You're texting some chick all day through class.
Nice.
And so who's this new girl?
Yeah.
Well, I actually know her pretty good, but we've just been talking to her.
Gotcha.
Just friends?
Yeah. Friends with benefits?
No!
That's news to me.
like,
we're going to have a little talk.
Little brother. Uh-oh.
Do you have anything? Okay. Yeah. Alright, hold on. Hold on. Come here. Do you have a girl you like? No. Alright, do you have a girl you like?
It's Chris, talk to the mic. What's up, Chris?
Hey. Okay, I had the same problem with the same girl that English had. Like, a couple weeks before that, she kept
same
calling
girl?
Me. Yeah, same girl.
It's the same girl?
You guys just passed
them
around?
And then her sister kept calling me, who was younger.
Alright, so not only did she go from him, now she's going to... She went from you to him?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely don't date this girl, then.
Yeah, that's
like... Okay. She's like a Tyrak.
But do you... Is there, like, a girl you like?
I don't know.
Yeah. I see it in your eyes.
Grin.
I see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna give you two some advice.
Amy stuff.
What's the story, Morning Glory?
Don't have children. In high
don't
school.
Don't have children.
Figure that part out.
No. All right. Some advice, guys. If you like a girl, just go after it.
Yeah.
Because one is
still
not gonna matter.
School.
Like, even right now, high school is all that you guys, is like, can envision. And, like, it's hard to see past high school when you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. I was shy when I was in high school. Like, I had girlfriends, but, like, I was really shy. I wish I could go back and just not be shy anymore, because, it really doesn't matter. If you find it, I dare you, like, the next hot girl you see in school, just walk up to her and be like, hey, you're hot, let's go out this weekend. I dare you to do
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
Well, you can't say it like that.
Okay.
Do it, bro.
Hey, you're hot.
Make me proud.
But, okay, maybe not just go up and say, hey, you're hot. Just be like, hey.
Right.
Like,
hot,
but start a
car?
Conversation, you know?
Yeah.
Nice shoes.
Put down your personality.
That one.
Yeah, no, Rich is right. Like, high school is 4 free years to totally piss down your leg and just make a fool out of yourself if need be.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait.
Yeah, and if you
laugh about it.
Yeah,
where?
If you make people sad or you piss them off or whatever, make them happy, guaranteed in a year when you go away to college or whatever and you come back, it's not going to matter at all.
Exactly. Nobody's going to remember anything. Nobody's going to remember the crushes you had. And you know, it's actually funny because, like, I go back and, like, I talk to all the girls that, like, I hit on in high school and stuff like that. And, like, some of them, I'm just like, oh, my God, what was I thinking? She's a whale.
I should have looked at your mom.
She's a whale.
I didn't even drink. That's not even beer goggles.
I'm like, I swear you were hot before. No, but, like, seriously, like, I can go back to them and be like, hey, you know, remember, like, when I hit on you? Ha, 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 sort of thing. And, like, it's a good time, man. Like, don't hold back. If you like a girl, just go for it. Be nice to women. Don't ever be like a dick to women.
Odds are, if you know the girl already too, and she's like gonna talk to you and stuff like that, if you lay it out like that you're interested in her, oftentimes she's gonna reciprocate. She's gonna be like, yeah. You know, they're totally needing the first move. You know,
perfect example. Like when I was in high school, like I said, I was shy. I had this girl that I was best friends with in high school, and like all through high school, me and her like hung out and stuff like that. We were best friends. Like, I talked to her like a year ago, and like I'm in my fourth year of college now, so we've been out of high school for a while. But like I talked to her a year or two ago, and I'm like, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm like, in high school, I had this major crush on you, blah blah blah. And she's like, why didn't you say anything? And I'm like, why? I'm like, it wouldn't have mattered. I'm like, I didn't want to, you know, mess anything up.
Yeah.
She's like, oh. She's like, well, I had a big crush on you, too. And I'm just like, ugh.
Could be making babies.
I'm like, and it's just like one of those things. I'm like, man, I could have tried. Like, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the worst that can happen? She says no.
The worst that can happen, like, you ask a girl to your freshman homecoming dance. She says, give me a few days. A few days later, football practice, you find out she's going to prom with one of your best friends, and she never told you.
Sounds like a personal story.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
But, you know, you then you become really good friends. And you go to prom your senior year, so it's all good.
Yes.
Well, the problem with the girls that are in my class is they're all
school?
Obsessed with upperclassmen.
Ah.
Yeah.
The upper.
Been there.
Bad.
Happened.
Yeah. FYI. You watch like movies and stuff where they put that thing out where girls try to lose their flower when at the senior prom, that whole bullshit. No way, dude, it's freshman homecoming to one of the scrub football players, you know.
Let me tell you though, women from like when I went to high school, like I seriously don't remember women dressing or like girls dressing like the way they dress now.
Yeah.
I look at 13-year-old girls now, and like I hit on a 13-year-old girl this summer because I thought no. I seriously thought she was 17 or like 18.
You call me a pedophile.
No.
I seriously thought she was 17, 18,
yeah.
19. You know, and like she was with her mom too. So like I didn't like.
Look at all the items.
I know.
Yeah, didn't your mom her mom even.
Yeah, her mom like invited me to go to dinner with her, and I'm just like, whatever. And like I was 20 at the time. She was like, I thought she was like 17, 18.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna hit on her. She looked hot. She was like, I don't know. She had like padded bras and like it was all fully stuffed or whatever. But she was like fully developed and like. I don't know if there's hormones in water now that, like, develop women at earlier ages or what's going on, but seriously, girls nowadays are not... I mean, they're dressing slutty, and it's kind of gross.
And they're even doing it, too. Like, okay, when I was a junior, I was in a band. We played this really huge gig out in the middle of the country. It was awesome. Anyway, long story short, my buddy Moose was there, and he brought his cousin up from... from Texas, and this girl was just gorgeous. She was
Texas
stacked and everything. Wow.
Texas women.
And she was just going around, and she was assuming these guys were 26, 27 years old, like quite a few of them, that night. And I'd talk to these guys later on and be like, they'd be like, yeah, do you know who that? And I'm just like, how old is she? And they're like, 23, I think. Man, she looks like 21. I was like, yeah, she just had her 14th birthday. Before she came out. Because I knew,
That
shit's but you look at the girl, and she looked like she could almost bear children, you
know?
Crazy.
And, like, that's not right.
It makes me want to be, like, every day, more and more, makes me want to be a shotgun-polishing dad when I grow up. For real.
I look back, and I'm like, man, I wish I was in high school.
No son of a bitch gotta touch my daughter.
Man. My daughter's gonna wear pants every day. She's gonna...
Iron underwear.
Not date till she's 21.
Exactly. Oh, man.
There's a girl in my grade who just turned 14, and she did two guys in one day.
Seriously, like, even sexual habits of girls have, like...
Yeah.
If somebody...
It's that damn Brittany and Christina.
Yeah, exactly.
I swear.
I don't know what it is. It has to be media.
Yeah.
Like, it is media. Like, media does this to people. But, like... I think it's crazy, like, the fact that, like, Holly, okay, reminisce, when you were, like, in 7th grade, and somebody was like, orgasm, would you have known what that was?
Probably not. Seriously, though, I was...
Okay, I talked to an 11-year-old like, girl the other day.
Like, my friends and I, like, I wasn't even interested in boys, like...
Okay.
Probably until, like, 8th grade, like...
Oh, dude.
Like, really, I was just, like, all about girls. My friends, like, hanging out.
12-year-old girls are
boys aren't even interesting.
Yeah, but like 12 and 15-year-old girls.
These days,
now,
oh my gosh, it's horrible.
It's like sex is like the thing to do.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, all right, statistic. One, every other person in their teens right now, by the time they're 25, is going to have some sort of STD. Like, every other person. Like, one out of two people is going to have an STD by the time they're 25. Like, out of all the teenagers that are around right now.
Pray it's chlamydia and get rid of it.
Like, yeah, yes, I only got the clap.
Yes. High five.
Clap.
I knew you could do it, son.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like a clap.
But seriously, how nasty is that? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's gone up from, like, 1 in 7 to, like, 1 in 2.
Here's my thing, too. Like, think about, like, these girls who do it so much at such a young age, and then they get to be my age, 20 years old, whatever, you know, 19 to 21-ish.
Yeah.
And, like, me personally, I don't know about you guys, like, if I'm talking to a girl, and we're at least friends or something like that, if I talk to a girl, and she's, like, got this onslaught of sexual partners that, like, dwarfs my experience, I'm just like, you know, I'm immediately turned off to anything that's like of longevity status, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's more like, well, this is going to be a fun weekend at the very least, you know, sort of thing. But it's just like, wow, it's just like, what's the rush?
I like look at like 14-year-old girls and I'm like, wow, she probably has more sexual experience than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, fuck.
Maybe she should start a radio show.
I'm sure she's been with like 50 guys already. I'm just like, damn. Yeah. Seriously.
There's a girl in my grade who already had a kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 8th grade year, she already had a kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There was, alright, back in my hometown, there was like this one girl, she's 13, and she went to a party, and she basically got, like, she voluntarily, like, was gang raped, like, by, like, 10 guys or something like that. And, like, then her parents and, like, police talked to her, and she's like, no, you know, I knew what I was doing, and stuff like
that. Yeah.
And it's one of, it's just like,
I knew what I was doing.
It's horrible.
It's seriously,
yeah, I was
like,
laying there.
Doesn't Iowa have the, what is it?
Age of consent is 14. Yeah.
In Iowa.
That's pretty low.
I thought it was like 16, which I thought was low enough.
Yeah.
16 is most,
that's
16 or 17 is most. Yeah. Most states.
That's like a freshman.
Year. Iowa has the lowest age of consent, which is 14, and that's only. It's
talked
only
about this last time.
Yeah, it's only within 5 years though. Like,
Yeah.
So if somebody's 19, that's fine. If somebody's 20 and they're trying to have sex with a 14-year-old, that's statutory rape. Mm. But within 5 years, it's good. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
not that it's good.
Then you're good, everybody. Okay.
You're good.
You're good, guy. Michael Jackson. Our borders are closed.
Although, if you come from another state. To have sex in this state, that's like a federal offense. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, you can't cross like borders.
Federal. Just to do that?
You can't cross borders to have sex.
Good.
It's kind of...
It's...
Lame if, you know, you do that. No,
it's like a serious... But yeah, it's like... It goes from like a state crime to a federal crime. Like once you cross borders. That's kind of crazy. Mm. So if you're in Iowa, then you're okay. But anybody else is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in Iowa and you're on the border, don't drive across the bridge.
No, but, man, I wish, like, they could do, like, some study.
Yeah, I wish it would regress back to, like, good old days, you know?
Imagine, like...
Oh, man.
Like, my mom was telling me stories, like, she honestly, like, she couldn't date. Well, she could date, but, like... She honestly didn't go on, like, on major dates until she was, like, 20, or, like, 21. And, like, she could only go if she was accompanied by her younger brother and sister.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, she's just, like, yeah, so, like, she never really dated. She, like, married at a young age and stuff.
Almost like courting.
No, it is like courting. Yeah. I mean, like...
My mom uses that word. Is he courting you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, it's embarrassing.
No, but, like, I mean... I kind of wish that would, like, happen, because, like, you would get to know people better instead of getting an STD and then getting to know them.
Yeah.
Like, so, I guess we should exchange information.
Just thought I'd let you know, you're going to get a phone call in the near future. You're going to have to go in and get tested.
Yeah. Oh, man, if
you gave me something.
What?
Yeah, that like, itch, that's again? Not jock itch.
Oh, but, like, it makes me sick, man, just thinking about, like, spread of disease.
It makes me sick. I don't want to have daughters.
I know. I'm just going to have sons.
I'll just... I know. I always beat me here, but
you know, like, infanticide going on here now.
I'll have some little football player boys and we'll be good to go.
You'll be fine.
You're going to have all girls. No, Daddy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Some of that's the parents' fault, too, I think. That's a
whole Okay, that's a different subject. Yeah. Because, like... I mean, parents, no offense, but there's some parents that just, like, don't even know what's going on. And it's part of the parents, I think it's part of parents' responsibility to know what's going on with their children. Even if the children think they're being invaded upon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways that you can do it without... having an open communication with your parents is, like, key.
It's key, yeah.
Even if it doesn't seem like it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, Mom, so, yeah, I'm having sex. And at least she knows. She doesn't have to be, like, digging around your things and, like, invading your privacy. You know, if you're open with her, obviously she's not going to change what you're doing.
Yeah, it's easy to be a shitty parent. That's what my mom... We had this conversation over break. And she's like, I wish I had it easy where I could be just like some of these parents that I know are complete bullshit. She's like, I just try to be a good parent, blah, 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 all that sort of thing. And she is, too.
Yeah. You appreciate it later on, though.
Yeah.
Like, when having good, like, I'm gonna be a good dad.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way I think of it is, I want to be better parents than my parents. And that's a good setup. That's slamming, dude.
Exactly. Okay, we have an instant message.
My palm reader says I was going to be.
Sorry, I have an instant message that says, yeah, I'm 16 and I'm attracted to like, some 12-year-olds. I think it's partly... about the clothes, because I see some thinking they're 14 or something. And she says, yeah, I remember this 12-year-old telling me how her friends have sex and how she's been asked to be bi from her female friends. Even if the two people who are... Oh, never mind, that's just an impression.
Oh my gosh.
If you got the necessity to be that driven, I guess... You know, quit doing this age venturing and get on the internet or something.
See,
know?
I think it's boredom, too. Like,
yeah.
But, like, well, there's no point in being... Like, some people are like, oh, man, we're so bored. There's nothing to do. Let's go have sex.
Pretty much. Little towns like where I came up, where we all came up in. Yeah, totally. I'm bored as hell when I go home.
Okay, but I played with frogs and rocks.
Okay, yeah,
that, you know?
Too.
I played with some girls.
I played Barbies probably when I was 2.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, seriously. I can't even believe it.
See, I think there's a push for, like, media. Seriously, this push, like, girls to be more, like, they want to be older. Like, they see, like, idols like Britney and, like, Christina and stuff like that. Even if people are like, no, it's not true and it's not affecting people. It is.
Yeah.
I mean... Obviously something is, and that's the only thing that has really changed, you know. I mean, you could argue Madonna, but Madonna's been around forever. She's just...
She's always been a slut.
She's always been a slut, yeah.
You know, I was just saying about that, the whole, you played with rocks and frogs and stuff, and it's like, here's an option. You can do what my buddy Luscious does, or was going to do, he says, with his kids, and he's a health and kind of major or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's got this giant book of STDs. which is what his parents used for him. Were like, here, play with this. So it's like, go find yourself a birth book, STD book, play with those, or God, I don't know.
Right.
Play with yourself. Not other people. It's not good.
Alright, quote unquote. This is what my friend
that needs to go on the quote. Go play with yourself, not other people.
This is the quote my friend
says.
You're
14.
This is a quote my friend Justin always says.
Speaking Justin.
He's been on the show. He always says, sex can wait, masturbate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Throw out
he
that,
always says that.
Here you go, son. Saying, if there's grass on the infield, play ball. You know? Stick with Justin's clothes.
Yeah.
That's not good.
God. That's
just, yeah.
I hate it.
Okay. Holly, question. When you look at a girl that's 12 and you see her wearing a short skirt and, like, skimpy clothes, what do you think?
But do you even know she's 12, though, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, but, like, I mean, there's some people you can tell, you know?
I didn't necessarily 12.
You're 13 or 14 or 15.
Just young.
Eight.
Girls, I mean, I've seen girls as young as, like, 5 running around.
Yeah.
You know how we went to the mall or something the other day? And there's you know, all these, like, little girls, and they're, like, all dolled up with makeup and, like, all dressed up to go to the mall.
Is it necessary?
No. It's ridiculous. Just, I think, like, what I was doing at 12 was definitely not that.
Yeah, I looked like a douche when I dressed up when I was 12.
No, I look at pictures and I have, like, huge glasses.
My
oh, I've seen your pictures. You were as nerdy as I was.
I have braces, glasses,
I have the braces. I wore a lot of polyester and rayon.
Stirrup pants.
The retro wear.
Yeah.
80s baby.
Hell yeah, dude. Straight retro.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I can't fathom it.
Yeah, like, I think people of mine and Holly's age, like, our little 20-year-old generation, 03, class 03 kind of thing, was, like, one of the last years of, like, you know, decent moralist, you know, girls with morals and stuff, you know, because, you know, and I always made fun of the girls in my grade a lot. You know, all the guys said, oh, man, the girls in my grade are fucking prude, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing for 4 years. Now it's just like, wow, it's just like, where'd they go?
Yeah.
You know, I hope they raise
girls, guys.
I hope they raise, you know, kids like them.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But, yeah. I think it kind of seriously went out with my age. And which is, honestly, I'm going to reveal this, little heart tug moment, which is really half the reason why I was so scared when my brother was starting high school. Because it's not necessarily, we were talking about earlier, you know, with the girls and their hidden agendas and whatnot, you know, whatnot. It's just like, yeah, I mean, sometimes the guys are just, I don't want to suck it into it, but yeah, they're pawns and whatnot. And
seriously, if, like,
he's got a lot to go for, you know, so.
Yeah. You have some crazy girl that.
I love you, man.
I love you. Love you.
Tear.
But yeah, no, I totally agree. I don't understand. Like, I have a cousin that's, like, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Right now. You met her. And, like, I mean, she just, like, dresses, like, you know, not very. She doesn't dress like she's 15 a lot. And, like, her parents get really upset with her and stuff sometimes. And she, like, goes out and. Yeah.
Josh, you know better than I do. Tell the story of. I've made an ass out of myself the whole night. Go for it. This has been the recent saga in my family as we've watched a cousin.
Yeah.
Kind of fall into this. The whole really bad crowd. Not, like, questionable crowd, but really bad crowd. And
yeah.
Do we hear things of what she does, or?
There's of it.
It's bad. It's to the point where my grandparents are too embarrassed to talk about it.
Yeah.
So somebody brought it up. My grandpa was just like, don't even talk about that.
And they don't. My grandpa's like me. He won't shy away from talking about anything. So, I mean, it's just like, it's gotten that bad, I think.
Okay, now, what's the need of. Again, why. What's the need of girls to do that, then? Mm-hmm. Like, why do girls do this? Like, you don't see. Like, honestly, you don't see guys. Like, guys haven't. Okay, guys. The mindset of guys has changed because of the mindset of girls, like, the way girls are now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why.
We're adaptive creatures.
Yeah. But, like, a guy. Guys haven't changed as much as girls have. Like, the gaps are massive with the girls. It goes from, like, you know.
Guys will think they'll always go Vikings and, you know, they'll always kind of, you know, the same kind of
stereotypical growing up guy sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe if this metrosexual thing takes off, you'll get a manicure when you're 14 or something. But, I mean, I still think that guys will still always kind of go up the same way. You're right. The gap, the change gaps are night and day between guys and girls. And I don't think that's like a sexist comment.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna kind of tie this back into what we were talking at the beginning about, like, girls going out in, like, dance clubs and stuff. Okay, you see that, like, the 12-year-old girls dressing how they dress. That's not necessary for them to dress like that. So what's the difference, like, between those girls and the older girls? Like, is it necessary for those girls, like, older girls to dress like that? I mean...
Good question. What's the difference?
What is the difference? I mean... Yeah, they're older, but...
Yeah.
I mean, what's changed?
I had a theory about this.
Answer? Holly?
I keep hearing.
It's more or less just college girls in general, and I could be way off the mark on this, but I think, like, a lot of girls going through high school, you know, they've got that whole... I think we're all very, to some degree, you know, people who are pressured and influenced by our own self-image, and I think that matters to a lot of girls extremely.
Oh yeah.
And you know, especially when they're in a hometown community and everything like that, and then I think once they get off into college and out of high school and stuff like that, and they're not under the eye of their parents and you know, the
exactly.
watchdogs or big brother figure or whatever their town, you know, it's like they can let loose.
Because girls want to feel.
Hence why, you know...
Girls want to feel like they're pretty, or girls
yeah.
want to feel... Like, guys... Okay, Ollie, I'm not going to put you on the spot right now.
No,
but, like, right now, like, the way you're dressed, like, seriously, you look really hot right now. I'm not going to lie.
Guys? High school guys?
Look at them. They're blushing. And, like, you're not dressed in a short skirt.
No.
See what I'm saying?
Like, that's different between... Every day, and like going out on a special occasion to the club, like you just want to feel more dressed up, and, like
dressed
up, you know. Like yeah. It's not like every day, but like on special occasions, girls like to get dressed up, and so they feel like
you make me
you
feel
yeah. Well, I like I can understand that.
So
yeah.
What's the question?
But what are you saying is that conservative isn't wrong.
No,
right.
Yeah, conservatives are like
but
you don't have to be.
Conservative isn't bad.
You don't have to dress like a
but
slut
I think,
to be.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It is. There's girls who can
like
who can look. I think a lot of girls look hot in hoodies. But you know, but you're right. When a girl wants to feel pretty and all that, you know, that sort of thing, when they dress up for a special occasion, yeah. But I think a girl can look smoking hot in like club gear without. Having to go, I think you're getting more to the point where, like, you know, yeah, you know, it's
like
why don't you just don't wear any clothes at all? Because I can see everything.
Some girls, yeah, and like,
and what? Yeah, you're asking. I think what's the need for that as opposed
yeah,
to just?
Exactly. No, you weren't dressed like
no,
that.
Well, no.
I thought you were like trying
no,
to say that her outfit.
Which is
no,
like,
no.
You're thong the whole night. <talking about>.
Although,
whatever.
I'm kidding. No, but like, okay. My personal, like, if I was in a bar and a girl came in wearing, like, jeans and, like, a nice shirt, and then there was a girl that came in wearing a mini skirt and, like, a rag as a top, I would go for the girl wearing the jeans and the nice shirt.
Right on. I think
just,
a lot of guys would.
Yeah, most guys would, honestly. Like, I know I would. Because, like,
survey says,
she has more money because she paid for more clothes.
She paid for more fabric. No, first off, like, I'll look and I'll be like, okay, you know, that girl that's dressed skimpy is just after some action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a bar bunny.
Yeah, and then I'll look at the girl dressed in jeans and, like, a normal t-shirt and I'll be like, okay, you know, she's more down there.
She respects herself a little bit. She's not objecticizing herself.
Yeah, I would definitely go.
Objectifying. That's the word of the night.
Yeah, objectifying. So, like, I would definitely go for the girl in the jeans and the shirt. As opposed, even like if she was wearing a turtleneck, you know? I don't care as long. It's not like, I don't know. But I would definitely not go for the girl dressing.
So what, are you saying like you think wearing skirts and like
no,
cute
no, no,
shirt
no, no.
is wrong?
No. I mean, there's certain occasions where it's alright. But I mean like, just like, I don't, we'll go to the bars here, like in Ames, okay?
Yeah.
we'll walk down the street. We could walk down the street Saturday. It's like 45 degrees out.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of winter, you know? Mm-hmm. There's girls wearing dresses that, like, their asses are hanging out. And, like, they're wearing tops that cost them, like, $100. And it's just, like, a piece of string that goes across their nipples or something like that. And it's, I mean, why would I want to go for something like that? I mean, like, there's no, I look at it and I'm just like, okay, slut. Like, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I'm like, she's a slut. I mean, she obviously is, I mean, if she dresses like one, she's probably a slut. I mean, it, and it's kind of stereotypical to say, you know, hey, you dress like one, you're probably a slut. But, I mean, you are who you dress most times.
Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't think I'd, they always say that bars are not the best place to pick up on girls.
Definitely not.
So maybe those kinds of chicks are suited for that.
So that type of crowd, for the guys that do like picking up girls.
Yeah.
I got something to go along with the clubs that they've got these teen clubs now where it opens up more situations for 18, 19-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
14-year-old girls. That's all I ever hear about girls doing on the weekends.
Dude, my first teen club experience was when I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, that was, like, a long time ago. That was, like, 5 years ago. And I went to the club, and, like, this was still when, like, girls are, you know, somewhat semi-conservative.
Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't that bad. I mean, the girls were wearing, like, jeans and, like, nice shirts and stuff like that. And it was pretty normal. It was a dance club. It kind of seemed like a high school dance, except for, like, more people, different people, you know. Mm-hmm. More bumping and grinding. It wasn't that bad. Okay, I DJed at a dance club, a teen dance club. And, like, it was, like, in the past year. And what I saw there, like, just, like, I couldn't DJ half the time because, like, I was just like, I'm like, I was just like, seriously, they're like having sex. I'm like, they're having sex right there. I'm like, somebody stop it. And, like, it's just like mad. Like, I couldn't concentrate. Like, another example, like,
chaperone's a joke anymore.
Like, I do lighting for, like, bands, and, like, I was doing an NSYNC concert. And, like, I was propositioned by, like, 13-year-old girls for sex for my backstage pass. No joke.
No.
And they had to be like 12, 13. Like, they weren't even. I'm sure, like, they had, like, kiddie bands to get in. They paid, like, half price.
I know you want to.
And it's just net.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is what we were talking about, you know, you mentioned earlier. I think the media has just made it so that that's sex is a woman's, you know, number one ticket to anything with men.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I want that. I'm going to use sex to get it. Or sexual-esque things, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Let's start a town and we'll raise conservative children.
Like,
who's
the village?
With me?
Have you seen The Village?
Oh, yes, I have, of course.
No, we're not starting The Village.
Thanks.
It's been done. No, yeah, that's kind of gross.
Brittany and Christina are the creatures in the forest.
Yeah, no kidding. Man. Stupid high school girl.
Seriously, I think it's the Brittany, Christina, you know, armada.
It has to be, man. There's no other explanation. I mean, like,
no. Because Madonna was like that, and she scared people.
Yeah, so exactly.
You know?
People were, like, banned from watching Madonna. Like,
yeah.
They banned videos. Okay, Madonna had a video that was banned from MTV, like, when she came out. It was, like, basically dry.
How long ago that was, though?
I know. That was changed. In the 80s when we were growing up. That was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The days of Miami Vice.
I know. Okay, the video was basically her just kind of, like, dry-humping some guy. I mean, it wasn't very bad. I think,
yeah.
I mean, there was, like, sexually explicit moves and stuff like that. Okay, you turn on a TV now, and, like, you go to, like, MTV or, like, BET or whatever, and, like, I'm just like, where'd the clothes go?
Every day is, like, Dirty Dancing minus clothes.
Yeah.
And Patrick Swayze.
That is Patrick Swayze.
Damn, yeah. This is my favorite part.
I guess if people like Patrick Swayze, you just kind of like, keep your clothes on. But yeah, it's like one of those. You look, and it's just like, I don't know. kind of grosses me out.
We can rant for hours about it.
We could.
And we did.
And then we could just, you know, we could talk for hours about like we have been with the older people. And then we could throw it back with the young chicks again. Because, you know, yeah, like we said, a lot of chicks that we call the bar bunnies hopping up Welch Avenue. Are just shy of, you know, just past Teletubbies. It's sad. You
know? I know. I'm like, you were watching Power Rangers last week. Give me that. God, women suck. I'm joking. Women, except for Holly, suck.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello, Richard.
Anyone associated with Holly? Pretty much, too.
Yeah, anyways.
Any ladies associated with Holly?
That's
right. Yeah. Alright. It's 10:50, and we should probably get going.
We're quite the topic tonight.
I know. Let me check some ions really quick while you guys...
The thing's just going crazy.
We're gonna get back to you. Richard and I are going to do a complete sociological study of teen hussies.
We should. We can go back to
that. I think you should so call it that too.
Teen hussies. No, you know like the movie. What's that movie where she goes back to high school? Like that reporter.
Never been kissed.
Oh yeah.
Let's do that.
Bought that.
Yeah. Let's go back to high school, Chris. We'll be like, California.
What's up, my dog?
What's up, my doggy? 25 cent in the house.
Like, what's up, my tea?
Like Billy Madison when he shows up with the T-Bird and flips open his jacket. And he's like,
Mario Speedwagon. Yeah.
Nodding his head and shit and all
the like Mario Speedwagon.
Stoners.
That's funny.
Damn 90s kids.
No kidding. Alright, we have like a lot of instant messages and I don't feel like going through all of them.
Wow.
I have to mention.
You can't ignore the people.
No. Alright, let's do shots because it's 10:52.
Yeah.
Jen, start us off.
Well, to my girlfriend Allison.
Awesome.
And to our parents for being very hospitable the last week. We had a really good time out in San Diego, so, yeah. And some of the stuff that happened in Cancun with my friends didn't stay in Cancun.
Tell the story.
Everybody's got to watch
out.
All right. So one of my really good friends, well, a lot of my semi-good friends and a couple of my really good friends all went down to Cancun like a bunch of high school Harrys. Because they're all from our high school, too. But
high school Harrys, I like that.
Yeah, so four hours into the trip, after they get to Cancun, my one really good friend is so shit-faced that he can hardly talk, and he can't exactly say the name of the hotel that they're staying at. So he just hops in a cab, and the cab driver doesn't understand what he's saying, so he just kind of drives him around for a while. And drives him around, just kind of drops him off on one of the main drags in Cancun. And basically, the cab fare was all the money that my friend had.
Oh my God.
So, he walked up and down the street that he was on, and he still couldn't find the hotel. So, he got back into another cab, and the cab driver finally figured out where his hotel was and dropped him off there. But my friend didn't have any money left, so he gave away his cell phone and removed all the contents from his wallet and gave the empty wallet to the cab driver as a fare. So, yeah, he's an ass.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was cool.
That's funny. Wow.
Oh, my other friend got held at gunpoint and robbed.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Yeah. Damn.
Real cool. But, yeah, so that's my shout-out to my story. So,
yeah. Awesome. Do you have any shout-outs?
Josh, Chris, you gotta have something.
To your ladies.
To your ladies.
Lady friends.
To your lady. The one that you get.
Yeah, to your lady. Share.
You should call her when you get off. Sure.
Alright, Chris.
Let's see. I got one for my roommate Mark. He's listening tonight. Also, my buddy Luscious, a new fan's turned on. Actually, another person who listens now quite a bit is actually our mom, my brother.
Awesome.
Listens, and probably will tonight.
sweet.
hi, Mom. It's kind of lame. Also, all the teen hussies out there.
Without
you, we would have no show.
Yeah, straighten your shit up.
Keep it slutty.
Oh my god.
But no, yeah. That's about it, man.
Awesome. Holly.
Let's see. I'll give a shout out for Mal and Ashley, happy birthday. And Andy and Avi. I think that's it. Oh, and to Taquito. Taquito in Arizona.
You'll see the dog. I'm going to give shout outs to everybody, my usual. I'm going to give shout outs to my friend Greg and his electric sheep. I'll go into that next show, because we didn't have time to go into that this show.
You're leaving that way up to the imagination.
No, yeah. You guys can imagine an electric sheep. Anyhow. I gotta keep it G-rated. No. My brother.
Aw, you do.
My brother, I'm
gonna give a shout out to Nate.
Nate. I can't.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. I'm going to cut your mic off. No, I guess my brother's bringing some girl home for Easter, so.
Ooh.
Right on.
Nate's two-timing me.
Don't know you, bro, but
what's that?
Right on.
Nate's two-timing me.
Nate's two-timing you. He was coming to see you this weekend. But no. Who else? My mom.
Adam.
Adam.
We kind of forgot the most.
Adam, where the hell is he? He's supposed to be here by now.
The person who may be putting the show on the internet after we get done.
He's getting strip searched at customs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been trying to like call me and get a hold of me. He's like, dude. He's like, I don't know if we're gonna have a show tonight. He's like, I don't know. He's like, can you do it? I'm like, yeah. But let's see. What else? That's about it. That's all I have. Shouts to everybody that supports us.
Yeah, yeah.
And has anybody that sent us emails and questions on the internet, shouts to you guys, too. Thanks for the questions. Commander Zig, and everybody else. So, yeah. That's the show for the night.
Awesome.
Okay. What? No, you just look really tired.
Alright.
We'll have pictures of our spring breaks up by the end of the week, or at least by next show. I know because Adam's going to come back and he has a ton of pictures from Puerto Rico. And he's been putting some on his blog. And then I have a ton of pictures that I'm going to get organized and put up. And then, speak of the devil!
Wow,
Adam just comes in. Adam, we have like 2 minutes. You want shouts to anybody?
He's red.
Holy shit, man.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long ass day.
How was it?
Sweet.
Awesome.
That's all I can say.
That's all I can say. You look a little tan, dude.
Yeah, like, you know how I still look white?
Yeah.
It's a dark white.
My pants, it's white, so.
It's a dark white. Yeah, Holly got tan, too.
I got tan.
Awesome.
I kissed the Puerto Rican, so.
Awesome. We'll talk about that in the next show, I guess. Yeah, that's about it.
And in 9 months.
Yeah, 9 months later. No, I'm joking. Alright. I have some ending music. I'm not really quite sure who it is.
Bow chicka bow.
But it sounded pretty cool, and I'm just going to play it because I have nothing else to play. So.
Flip side.
Awesome. We'll see you guys next week. Adam will be on the show. We'll have the pictures up. We'll have the video from the trip up on the website, too.
Awesome.
And that's about it. So, everybody, have a good week.
Later.
Fear and loss, and they cut me down to size, and they cut me down to size. How can we have a home tonight?
Just pass us by. Please just pass.